Iran's president points out that Iran wants Republic of Azerbaijan's progress and welfare. Iran condemns Friday deadly bombings in Iraq. Iran urges swift action to end violence against Muslims in Myanmar. Iran points out that Bahrain is in breach of the Muslim world's red lines. And first Iran-built Aframax oil tanker ship is completed. In the name of God, the compassionate, of the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of IRIN in English News with me, Nima Chitsos. Iran's president has hailed Tehran-Baku ties as friendly and excellent, saying the Islamic Republic of Iran wants dignity, progress, and welfare for Republic of Azerbaijan. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad made a remark in a Saturday meeting with the chairman of the Caucasus Muslims office, Sheikh al-Islam Haji al-Shukur Pashazadeh. The Iranian president said Tehran-Baku cooperation is based on brotherhood and religion, stressing that Iran and Republic of Azerbaijan have always stood by each other and would continue to do so. Ahmadinejad said bilateral ties have always been the target of ill-wishers and enemies. He added that the enemies have resorted to unsubstantiated issues to tarnish the relations between the two countries, saying they have failed and will not succeed in the future. For his part, Allah Shakur Pashazadeh said, Republic of Azerbaijan seeks friendship and brotherhood with the Islamic Republic of Iran. He added the two countries are supporters of each other and seek to boost the ties based on friendship and brotherhood. Now, Iranian president will leave Tehran for Thailand to attend a summit on water security and the water-related threats of climate change. Heading a delegation, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad will set off for the northern Thai city of Chiang Mai on Sunday to participate in its second Asia-Pacific Water Summit. Iran's foreign minister Ali Akbar Salehi and head of the Iranian Department of Environment, Mohammad Javad Mohammadzadeh, will accompany the president during his trip. The summit, organized by the Thai government, will mark another step forward in efforts by the leaders of the Asia-Pacific region to work in solidarity to identify and adopt solutions to water issues and challenges in the region. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman has strongly condemned Friday's bloody bombings in neighboring Iraq and extended condolences to the bereaved families of the victims. Abbas Araghchi said the terrorist attacks took place at a critical time for both Iraq and the region. He added that the terrorist acts are carried out with the aim of fueling sectarianism and turning political disagreements into sectarian clashes. The Iranian official said national solidarity and vigilance of Iraqi people and political groups would undoubtedly foil enemy plots. He also reiterated Iran's support of its neighbor, saying, in line with its fundamental policy of backing the Iraqi nation and government, the Islamic Republic of Iran stresses its support for the Iraqi government's counter-terrorism measures and announced readiness to contribute to the restoration of Iraq's security. Araghchi also called for unity, national solidarity, and cooperation among different Iraqi political groups against terrorists. Nearly 70 people were killed and 100 others injured in 4 bomb attacks in Iraq. Iran's ambassador to the United Nations has urged a swift end to the violence and the breach of human rights against the Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar. Mohammad Khazai made a remark in a meeting with the ambassadors of the member states of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC. Khazai said suppression and violence against Muslims are taking place despite Myanmar's claims of democracy and reform. He criticized the lack of consent and coordination among Muslim countries to adopt a resolution in condemnation of the atrocities against the Muslims in Myanmar. The Iranian official stressed the importance for Myanmar's government to take effective measures to stop the violence. The Iranian envoy further stated that the silence and inaction of the international community have resulted in further violation of the Muslims' rights in the Southeast Asian country. He urged the UN General Assembly to hold a special meeting in Myanmar and pass a resolution to stop the brutalities against the Muslims. He also called on UN Secretary General to dispatch an independent fact-finding mission to Myanmar to probe human rights abuses and identify the perpetrators behind the acts of violence there. He pointed out that the OIC countries should urge Myanmar's government to arrest and punish the violators of human rights and the perpetrators of violence against the Muslims. Rohingya Muslims have faced torture, neglect, and repression in Myanmar for many years. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister for Arab and African Affairs has warned the Manama regime against the ramifications of the recent raid by Bahraini forces on prominent Shiite cleric Sheikh Isa Qassem's house. Hussein Amir Abdullahian said certain entities in Bahrain government have crossed the red lines of the Islamic world schism, and if they fail to apologize for this inappropriate action, they should expect an unpredictable reaction. Amir Abdullahian made the remark a day after Bahraini forces raided and searched Sheikh Isa Qassem's house in the village of Daraz. Women and children were in the house at the time of the raid, but the Sheikh was not at home. The Iranian diplomat condemned the insulting act, noting that the issue is beyond Bahrain's internal affairs and concerns the entire Muslim world. Meanwhile, Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah condemned the attack on the house of top Shiite cleric Ayatollah Sheikh Isa Ahmad Qassem. Hezbollah said it considered the move as a clear and dangerous violation of religious sanctities and the rights of Islamic figures. Secretary of Election Headquarters at Iran's Interior Ministry has mapped out the timing of the presidential election campaign programs. Deputy Interior Minister Sayyid Solat Murtazavi said campaigning would officially begin once the Guardian Council announces the final list of candidates to the ministry and ends 24 hours before the polls open. Meantime, Interior Minister Mustafa Muhammad Najjar has also called on presidential hopefuls to avoid campaigning before the specified time. Iran's constitutional supervisory body will release the final list of candidates on Tuesday. Nearly 700 individuals have signed up for the 11th presidential vote. The president of Iran is elected for a four-year term in a national election, and the Guardian Council vets the hopefuls. The first Iran-built Aframax oil tanker ship is completed, and the vessel will soon be ready for delivery to Venezuela. The 113,000 deadweight tonnage vessel has been built by Iran Marine Industrial Company, an affiliate of Sadra Group of Companies, and is 250 meters long, 44 meters wide, and 21 meters high, with a speed of 16 knots. The Aframax oil tanker was worth 52 million euros, and the builder considers it to be the first of its kind built in the Middle East. Despite the Western embargoes, Iran's maritime and shipbuilding industries have made huge progress in recent years. Around 350 domestic and foreign companies have presented their medical products in the 16th Iran Health International Exhibition that kick-started first in 1981. Iran Health serves the growing market of medical, dental, laboratory equipment, as well as pharmaceutical products and healthcare services. It attracts a huge number of audience and buyers and health industry professionals. The Syrian army on Saturday advanced in fighting rebels in southern and northern Syria as the rebels managed to storm a series of central towns. Syrian officials said the country's army attacked a group affiliated with the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front on the Damascus suburb of Adra and its surroundings on Saturday, killing and injuring scores of terrorists. In the countryside of Damascus, the army demolished several rebels' positions. In the southern province of Daraa, the army attacked rebels' hideouts in the province's suburbs. The army has also inflicted heavy blows to rebels in the central city of Homs and its countryside. In the northern city of Aleppo, the army killed many armed rebels in the surroundings of the city's central prison. Mangay Airport and Al Laryumun area. To the northwest, the army has retaken Talsalmo town and the countryside at Lib and killed scores of armed men. Elsewhere, a roadside bomb went off near a church in the Syrian capital of Damascus, killing at least four people. Officials said the bomb was attached to a bicycle that was abandoned near a security force vehicle near Marilias Church. Many people, including a child, were injured and taken to a nearby hospital. Meanwhile, armed groups kidnapped the father of Syria's deputy foreign minister, Faisal Miqdad, in the southern province of Daraa. The armed men stormed the house of the 80-year-old man and snatched him. Syrian officials have not revealed further details. Turkish police have clashed with demonstrators protesting against Ankara's support for Syrian militants in the wake of the two recent car bomb attacks in the southern town of Reyhanlı. On Saturday, demonstrators took the streets in Reyhanlı town of Turkey's southern Hatay province to protest against the policies of the ruling Justice and Development Party. The demonstrators chanted anti-government slogans and blamed the Turkish government for last weekend's twin bombings, which killed at least 51 people and injured about 100 others. Security forces clashed with protesters and used water cannons to disperse the crowd. Turkey says Syria was behind May 11 bombings in Hatay province, but Syrian government has dismissed the claim. At least four Afghan soldiers have been killed in a bomb attack in western Afghanistan. The roadside bomb hit an Afghan army vehicle in the Bakwa district of Farah province on Saturday, leaving four soldiers dead. Separately, gunmen opened fire on a police chief who led an anti-Taliban campaign in western Afghanistan in front of his house. In eastern province of Khost, at least one person has been killed and nine others injured when an improvised explosive device went off. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks. Meanwhile, one person was killed and four others injured in an explosion in the Yahya Khel district of the southeastern province of Paktika. Provincial governor's office said three Afghan children and a woman were among those injured in the explosion. Italian unions on Saturday called on members to march against the government over unpopular economic policies. Thousands of anti-austerity demonstrators took to the streets in the capital of Rome, expressing their anger at the government's massive spending cuts. Protesters demanded prioritized economic growth and better measures to fight growing unemployment.
I think until now the government has been too focused on the tax on the houses rather than employment. We think the government really needs to address this issue, the issue of work that the country really needs, as you can see here in the square today.
And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of RYN and English News. Join us tomorrow night with the latest updates. Till then, take care and goodbye.